I'm glad to see a lot of faces that I've seen at the retreat. And those of you that weren't there, man, you got to listen. Okay, the sermons are already up on our website, right? If raise your hand if you didn't go to the retreat. Okay, look into my eyes. You must listen. There's four sermons. But you know what? If you are so busy and you're like, Pastor, I just, at least the first session. I believe the first session set everybody free. And so because it was so powerful, I'm going to kind of, I feel like we need to go back to that first session that he walked through us. And I'm just going to put a little bit of sunny twist into, I'm going to talk about some contracts, right? Because I don't want us to make another contract with the enemy, right? We don't want to do that. Because every contract you make with the enemy, you position yourself, whether as a victim or as, right? Just like Pastor Mike talked about. Now, before I go into it, I want you to pray for Pastor Benjamin. He's feeling sick, right? And so he went to go see the doctor. I don't know, like, I just sense it's spiritual, right? So we just need to cover and pray for your pastor. Amen? So keep him in your prayers. Now, I asked a lot of you to be here because I wanted to share the vision for young adults at Living Hope for what we want to see happening, right? So I remember to have that in mind as I share very shortly, hopefully, because I want to do some more interactive stuff. Today, I want to talk to you about covenant versus contract. Okay? Covenant versus contract. What's the difference between a covenant and a contract, right? And so I want to propose to you today that God comes before us with a covenant. Come on, make covenant with me. I want to make a covenant with you. And demons come to us with a contract, right? So both God and Satan knows what kind of inner wounds we all carry. You know, we know some of us have been abandoned by our parents when we were young. Some of us were abused. Some of us were loved. I mean, the enemy knows everything that you and I went through, and he knows which button to push. And God also knows which button, right? That when that gets pushed, that you're not going to be who he has made you to be. Inner healing and deliverance, it's not, you know, the more I realize, it's not like learning to be somebody that you're not. Inner healing and deliverance is getting rid of the things that the enemy had put on you, right? So that you could really be who you really are. When you receive inner healing, I'm clean now, I'm healed now. Okay, how do I become this excellent or loving person? No, you are already that. You're just removing the hindrance that keeps you from being you, right? So let's look at 1 John chapter 4, 18. And then we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 29, a few verses in there, okay? Starting with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." Everybody say, perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 29. We're going to start from verse 12, and we're going to go through to 15. Deuteronomy chapter 29, starting at verse 12. It says, "You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant," everybody say covenant, with the Lord your God. A covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing, everybody say sealing, with an oath to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God as he promised you and as he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant, everybody say covenant, with its oath, not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here today. Covenant is legally binding love relationship. Okay, everybody say legally binding love relationship. If you don't have a love relationship, a relationship that is out of love, you can't make covenant. Okay? You need somebody that you love in order to make a covenant. However, contract, you could make a contract with anybody. You don't have to love that person, right? A contract is an agreement between two or more people for the doing or not doing something specified. So I could make a business contract with you. I will pay you $1,000 if you build a bathroom, second bathroom upstairs in my house, right? And so when I make a business contract, right, we sign, we make the deal, we seal it, right? I pay you, you do it. I don't have to care for you. I don't have to love you. I could hate you and still make a contract with you. What's important is what I get out of this contract. And we want to even make a better deal. Okay, what can I get most out of this person for the least that I could give? I want to contract this. I want to give as little as possible and then risk as much as possible. Covenant is I have to love you in order for me to make a covenant with you. And when you make a covenant relationship, it's like, I want to give you my life. I want to sacrifice and I want to give you as much as I can because I love you. And because I love you, I want it to be legally binding through making a covenant, right? God comes to us with the covenant. The enemy comes to us with a contract. Now, covenant comes with love. Love, perfect love, drives out every fear so that you could be free. Free to do what? When you make a covenant with God, you, through his love, he drives out all the fear. What if I don't do it well? What if you really get to know me, you're not going to like me? When you make a covenant with God, he just drives out all the fear away from you so that you are free to do great things for God, so that you are free to receive God's love. God is saying, make covenant with me so that you are free to receive. Contract with demons, it comes with fear, right? He comes with a lie. You know, Sarah, I know where you've been, and you've been rejected there. You know what? So if you don't keep that wall up in this new church, it's dangerous. When they get to know you, they're not going to like you. Remember what happened in the last place? He comes with a lie. And with that lie, it stirs up fear. And what does fear do in our lives? Fear stops us from being who we are. Fear stops us from receiving the love, the blessings that God has for us. You're going to fail. You should just do enough. Because if you really do your best, you're going to fail. And you're just going to confirm to everybody that you're a failure. It comes with a lie. And what did Mike Perkinson say? Every fear comes with shame. And when enemy brings you with a lie, he wants you to seal it by what? Struggling with that lie. If you're like, if you come and say, oh my gosh, Pastor Sunny, okay, how do I say this without being racial? Okay, I'm married to a black man, so I could use that. Pastor Sunny, did you know you're black? You're a black person. I'd be like, huh? I'd be like, what? You mean like because I married a black man? No, no, no. You are really black. I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, that's ridiculous. I'm Korean. I have 100% Korean blood flowing through my, what? I'd be like, whatever. Right? When enemy comes to me with those lies to make a contract, if we know who we really are, we'll be like, that's like that, right? I'm Korean. I know who I am. But I'm like, I am? Was my father? What? And you start to ask, really? You mean if I really open my heart to love her, she's going to reject me? You mean if I really go to a small group, I'm going to feel awkward and I'm not going to feel belong there? You mean if I really pray, and even if I pray, God's not going to really answer my prayer? All the, what? As ridiculous as it's like, if I know the truth, it doesn't matter what kind of lies the enemy brings to me. I'd be like, okay. All right. Yeah. You think that way. It won't even faze me or shake me. You hear me? But what did Mike say? A contract, enemy comes with you with a lie that's ridiculous. But then but it has no power until you seal it. And the way you seal it is you receive the lie and you struggle. And as you struggle, right? It's like, oh yeah, if everybody knew who I was, they're not going to love me. And I position myself. Making that contract, sealing that contract with demons makes me position myself so that I am perpetuating that experience of shame or rejection or fear over and over and over again, no matter who I am in relationship with. When you struggle, okay, you trade for momentary comfort for long-term torment. This is what Mike said. So, Justin, don't even open your heart to Isaac, because, like, if you really, like, if you try to, like, reach out to him and he's gonna reject you. And you have that fear. Yeah, because last time I tried to reach out to David, he didn't even respond. He didn't even, like, text back. So if I try that with Isaac, right? And so you're like, you look at all this, you know, right? And so at that moment, what's a momentary comfort? Momentary comfort is, I'm not going to reach out to Isaac. But that momentary comfort that you, through that struggle, you trade that momentary comfort for long-term torment. You're going to perpetuate rejection over and over and over and over again. You hear me? What did Mike also say? He said relationships expose fear that's been buried inside of you, and also relationships expose who you really are. But we don't stay in a intimate relationship long enough to really discover real me. We go into relationship and, you know, I make contracts with the enemy, with the lies, right, and fear and shame and all these fear. In the beginning, the fear arises. And when that fear arises, we jump out of relationships too early so that we could never discover who we really are. If we could just endure in this relationship, yeah, fear, this relationship is going to expose the fears that you and I have. I don't know if I want to, you know, call him right now. I don't know if I want to meet with this person. I don't know if I want to go this and that because I'm afraid. And when that fear of rejection, fear of failure, when the fear comes out, people bounce. But if we would just remain in this relationship and you make covenant, you remain in this relationship long enough to make covenant, because Christ paid the price for our love relationship. Love relationship has nothing to do with, do we click? Do you get me? Do I get you? I could feel most awkward with you, but because of Christ, we could make covenant relationship. You hear me? So, a lot of you know my story, right? I am Korean American. I was very patriotic. My brother taught me to be, you know, Korean all the way. If you came to my room when I was a teenager, you would see a Korean flag. You could see the pictures of all the Korean, like, national soccer players. I knew them by name. I wanted to marry one, right? I wanted to work for World Cup Association, marry a Korean soccer player. That was my desire. I wanted to go back to Korea and live in Korea, marry a Korean man who's older, who's athletic, who could just carry me, you know, and run, right? Who could, like, play basketball and fly and, you know, kick a soccer ball that goes all the way. That was my dream. But when I got into a relationship with Benjamin, all these fear came out. And I kept jumping out. I don't think I really like you. And Benjamin's like, in the beginning, I'm glad he's not here. In the beginning, he's like, please give me another chance. Please give me another chance. And he would not go home. He would just sit right next to my door all night. He just wouldn't go home. And he was such a romantic person. He wanted to celebrate first week anniversary. He takes me out to this nice restaurant in Old Town, Pasadena, right? Poor seminarian, right? And then I'm like, the fear comes out. Wait, you're not Korean. And you're 5 years younger than me. And you're fat. I'm sorry. I needed healing. I'm sorry, guys. I had issues. And I was like, you know what? It's not going to work out. I'm breaking up with you. And I would walk out. And I wouldn't even go into his car. I would just walk home. And he would just leave his car behind and fall. Until I said, okay. And then 2 weeks anniversary. Let's celebrate 2 weeks anniversary. Are you serious? You didn't learn? I break up with him. Okay, he's like, I learned. I'm not going to do 3 weeks. 1 month anniversary. Every time he took me out, first week anniversary, I broke up with him. Second week, I broke up with him. First month anniversary, I broke up with him. Second month anniversary, I broke up with him. Third month anniversary, I broke up with him. Why? Because... I was going to say something racial, but I won't, right? Because being in a love relationship, see, what I didn't know back then, women, hear me out. Women with issue, hear me out. If you don't have issue, you don't get this. But if you have issue, you get this. Women with issue, we don't know that we like that person when we are in a loving relationship. When we are about to go into love relationship, deep, that love is so buried, but the fear is like surrounding that love, right? And so the reason why I gave Benjamin a chance to be in a relationship with me is I think there's something there that I didn't know. I liked him. I did. I just didn't know it. I just didn't know it. But seeing this unconditional love, you see, because my father didn't want me. He wanted my mom to kill me because he didn't want another girl. If my father didn't want me, why would you want me? Now, did I know that consciously? No. It's all buried. I'm just reacting out of this hurt, wound, this lie, this contract that I made. Yeah? Men, you're not trustworthy. That's the contract I made. Because my dad bailed. Right? My dad bailed for another woman. But my mom, she was not a perfect mother. Actually, she was not a good mother. But actually, at least she remained. She stayed with us. Women stay. Men bail. So, deep inside, I don't trust men. I don't trust you. But you are not letting me run away. You hear me? You know, before Christ days, BC days, every guy I dated, before 3 months, I broke up with them. And then I met Jesus, 19 years old, okay? And I said, God, I'm not going to date until I meet my husband. So for 7 years, till 26, I didn't date. Something happened. Some of you know. It's a long story. I can't tell you. And then, guess what happened? Benjamin came into the picture, right? Now, this relationship, this man is showing me love, and it is stirring up. This fear is coming out, and it's uncomfortable. And I am so uncomfortable, I don't want to stay here. And so what do? I bounce. But if I didn't remain, I would bounce from relationship to relationship to relationship, long-term torment. But men, you gotta learn from your pastor. I rejected him like 100 times. And he did not give up. I even told him to his face, I can't marry you because I don't love you. I don't love you. Most of you are like, oh, okay. And you will be like wounded for the rest of your life, right? You know what my husband did? He said, no, Sonny, you love me. What? I could see it in your eyes. And he wasn't making it up. He really did see, according to him. There was a moment where he saw love, he said, right? And he could date it, and he could even tell you which moment where he saw that love in my eyes, right? You do love me. I'm like, no, I don't. You do, Sonny. I do? You do. Oh, I do? The thing is, though, being in this love relationship with Benjamin, in the beginning, what happens? Fear comes out. It exposes fear, right? When the fear comes out, I was being who I wasn't. You know, even when I was 5 years old, I never threw a temper tantrum. Elementary school, I was the teacher's pet. I was the good one. Everybody, like, all the mothers and teachers trusted me. Oh, I'm going to go out with Sonny. Oh, okay. I was the good one. I never threw a temper tantrum. Being 28 years old, okay, in relationship with Benjamin, a man of God who loves me unconditionally, who begs to love me, who thinks it was a privilege to go get me ice cream and Skittles in the middle of the night. I was doing him a favor when I asked him to go get those things for me. He felt so privileged. Girls, you want to know how to do that? Come meet with me. I'll teach you how. But this man, right? This man, the fear, right? But he would not let me bounce. Benjamin did not let me bounce. I borderline emotionally abused this man. I threw my first temper tantrum, being 28 years old, okay, on the ground, screaming, crying, ripping everything that I could rip around me. And I didn't even do that when I was 3, 4, or 5. Being in this relationship, right, with all the, you don't know how many contracts I have made with demons, with his lies. And because of that, all these fear came out. And I was like, this is not a good relationship because it's making me mean. And I'm not a mean person. And I was like, it's your fault. Other people, when I'm in relationship with other people, I'm a good, nice, sunny. But for some reason with you, I'm this mean. Yeah. Person. I don't like me. And it's your fault. Blame it on the black man, right? But you know what? When his love, perfect love, drives out fear. Day by day, week by week, he just wouldn't give up on loving me. And when the fear was driven away, this love that I didn't even know I had arose. This love. And I don't remember, some of you maybe were here. Many years ago, I preached a sermon about Father's love. In my dream, like that season, I had like so many prophetic, powerful dreams. In my dream, I died. And when I died, I became like an angel, like people couldn't see. I was like flying around, and I came to my own funeral, right? And I saw everybody that came to my funeral, right? And then I saw not Jesus, not Holy Spirit, but Father God come down to come and get me. And I remember, I just recognized him as a father, and I ran, and I jumped, and I hugged him. And we hugged for like, I don't know, like 5, 10 long, like eternity moment. Like, you know, that moment where, and I just, and that love, tangible arms, and the love that I felt, it was like, you know, liquid love, the tangible love, the love of the Father. I felt it so much so that if I close my eyes, I could still feel that love right now that I felt in my dream. But I remember being held in God's arms and just holding him and feeling that love. And I thought, this love feels so familiar. My earthly father never hugged me until he died. Obviously, it didn't come from there. Why is this so familiar? And then I realized, this is how I feel when my husband hugs me. And then God whispered, you thought all these years it was just Benjamin's love. I was using Benjamin to love you, to show you my love. When you remain in covenant relationship long enough, yeah, in the beginning, fear is going to come. But when you remain, that love is going to drive out all these fears. And that love is going to empower you to break every demonic contract that you have made. And then you're going to experience through, and it doesn't have to be just husband and wife. I experienced it with sons and daughters at Living Hope. And it's not just sons and daughters experiencing God's love through your pastors, but even your pastors, I experience that love that covenant love in and through you. You hear me? Listen, our God is a God of covenant. He, if you read Old Testament and even New Testament, covenant, he always makes covenant with his people, right? Where is the, in the Bible, he mentions covenant 332 times. That's how serious God is with covenant. So much so that even if you break the covenant, I will pay the price. In the ancient time, when two people made covenant, the lesser, they kill an animal, cut the animal in half, and the lesser person walks through the cut animal and say, if I break the covenant, kill me and cut me in half like this animal. But when God made covenant with Abraham, God had Abraham bring the animal, cut it in half, but God says, no, don't walk through it. Let me walk through it. The Spirit of God came down, and God walked through it. If I, or even if you break the covenant, I will die. I will pay the price. And that's what he did on the cross. Covenant relationship means it's not, I'm not looking for what I could get out of you. Covenant relationship means I'm going to love you sacrificially. I'm going to love you. I'm in this forever. Live or die till death do us apart. And that covenant relationship is not just between husband and wife. That is where we see the most. We're supposed to see it the most. But in this day and age, we don't see it as much. But God is saying, look at God and his people. He makes covenant. You want to see something close? Look at husband and wife. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husband as the church submits to God, right? God is saying that marriage is a sign, is a symbol of our relationship with God. And God is saying, and you don't just make covenant with me, you make covenant with one another. See, at Living Hope, what we want is we want to honor God by remaining faithful to covenant that we have made with God and remaining faithful to the covenant that we make here on earth, whether it's with your future husbands or wives or with one another. Perfect love drives out fear. I want to share with you two stories that Mike shared. One is Disneyland. Life is like being in a Disneyland. An 8-year-old in a Disneyland. Oh, so pretty. Look at all the rides. Yay. But then you walk away from your parents, and now, oh, mom, daddy, mommy, where are you? You are so afraid that you can't enjoy these rides. It would be so much fun. But you know what keeps you from enjoying life? Is disconnection relationally. That 8-year-old cannot enjoy Disneyland when he is disconnected from his parents. Covenant relationships empowers us to enjoy life. You hear me? Another story is, Mike said, faith is like you have a torch. But living this life with faith is blowing at that torch. God is saying, I gotta use somebody else. I keep looking at it. God is saying, right, Jermaine, covenant relationship. When you signed the membership, you made a covenant with this house. Eternal covenant doesn't end. Contract ends, right, when the purpose is done. Covenants never end. It's eternal. It's eternal. Blowing out torch means, but I don't know if I belong there. I don't know, you know. A lot of times the fear comes up and we want to, you know, put the light back on to that torch. But what did Mike say? Faith walk is like blowing out that torch and holding Jesus' hand And first, oh, I can't see anything, God. Oh, I can't see anything. And oh, you're fucking faster. And then you start running. But as you, because you learn to trust, you can run as fast as you can, and it's exciting. Alethea does that a lot. Whether it's light or dark, when we hold hands, he's like, I'm closing my eyes. Oh, and she trusts me. She knows that I'm not going to let her fall. But what do? The enemy says, God's going to make you fall. And every time when we're unsure, what do? We want to light the torch. We want to light the torch. Perfect love drives out fear. This is what I want to share with young adults at Living Hope. Can we be a people of covenant? Because if you don't learn to do this now, you're not going to do it well in your marriage. You hear me? If you are able to remain in covenant relationship with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, man, it just becomes who you are. Fear comes out, you're not afraid of that fear. You know my love is going to drive out that fear. You stay long enough. And you know how to remain in love relationship long enough to discover you. Because relationships reveals you. You that is powerful, that is loving, that is good. You stay in covenant relationship long enough, you could actually enjoy this thing called life. And you're not afraid to go on the scariest rides because you're holding on to your brothers and sisters, to your daddy, to the ones that you have made covenant with. Now, for young adults, our plan is this, is to focus on, you know, large group, what you look around. This is good, right? You come and you receive. You receive prayer. Sometimes you pray for one another. Sometimes it's powerful. Sometimes it's all right, right? But it's good, right? However, when we do covenant, you got to open up. And you can't run away. You got to be vulnerable. But it's hard. It is possible for all of us to walk in covenant. But the way we are going to learn how to walk in covenant is through small groups. Now, when I say Sarah, Stephanie, Iris, for next 3 months, you're going to walk together. And you are going to explore what it means to be in covenant relationship with one another. You're going to be vulnerable. You're going to share what your fears are. And you're going to pray for one another. And you're going to walk together. You hear me? We want to do covenant relationship here. And that is where you receive healing. That is where you discover you. It's time for us to tear every contract that we have made with the enemy. And it's time for us to hold fast to the covenant that we have made with God. And once you make that covenant with God, that covenant comes between you and me. And you know how exciting that is? When you are in covenant relationship, shoot, it doesn't matter what you go through. You could go through the most darkest moment in your life, but when you're in covenant relationship, you could actually enjoy even that. I tell our people, if you have my heart and I know I have your heart, when we are in covenant relationship, January 1st comes, and even if we have no building to go to, that's okay. Because we're going to walk this life together. Even if it means, okay, Emeryville Marina, everybody meet us there. We're going to go through whatever comes our ways when we're in covenant relationship. It empowers you to be all that God has made you to be. Amen? So I want you to stand up. I want us to pray, and then we'll do some covenant activities. Okay? Now think about, as you close your eyes, are you a person of covenant? Or have you been a person of contract? How do I know? Are you hurt because your friend or somebody didn't do what you thought they would do or they should do? Are you trying to get the most out of a relationship? Or are you more interested in being in that relationship through thick and thin? Undivided loyalty to one another. No matter what kind of pain or fear it causes. I want you to close your eyes, and whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your mind, I want you to tear those contracts. Any fear, any lie that you have sealed that the enemy brought to you, I want you to tear them up right now again. If it's one, tear that one up. If it's two, three, 10, 100, doesn't matter. Right now, you can say no more. In the spirit, just tear it up. I want you to imagine God standing before you with a covenant, and say, this day, I want to remind you of the covenant that you and I have made days ago, long ago. I have not forgotten, son, daughter, I always remember the covenant. Even when you forget, I remember them. And no matter what, I'm going to keep my covenant. And I'm calling you to do your side. For you to live out this covenant. It will get hard, but remain. Remain. Spirit of God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would help us to remember the covenant that we have made, that we are a people of covenant, not a contract. And the love relationships, God, sets us free to receive love. Yeah, will you just allow God, as he helps you to remember the covenant that you have made, will you allow God to just blow open the door to your heart to receive the Father's love to another level? Every one of us, come on, allow the Holy Spirit to pour his love on you. Driving out every fear. Removing every shame. Son, daughter, what I desire is for you to freely receive my love, my blessings. Why do you expect doom? Why do you expect punishment? When what I have prepared for you is love, is blessings, rewards. Yeah, that's what I hear, guys. I hear God saying, will you stop expecting the lies? I want you to start to get excited. As little kids get excited when the Christmas comes, to expect to open the gifts, God is saying, every day when you wake up, Can you wake up with excitement to open the boxes of gifts that I have prepared for you each day? Will you change, transform your expectations as my sons and daughters? Do not expect failure, but expect success. Do not expect rejection, but expect acceptance, love, joy. Yeah, will you hold hands to your brothers and sisters? This is a covenant. You see, you feel that hand? This is your brother. This is your sister. We are a covenant community. Yeah, sometimes you're going to fail. Sometimes you're not going to do well. But you know what? We promise to never reject you, to never abandon you, to never judge you. But we promise to stand with you, to love you through, to walk with you no matter what. That's covenant. When you're weak, I'm going to do my best to be strong for you. And when I'm weak, I'm going to rely on your strength. Covenant community, Spirit of God, will you help us, Lord, to live each day here at Living Hope as your covenant community, God? Lord, we stand before you, remembering the covenant that you have made with us. You said that we will be your people and that you will be our God. That we will walk in covenant relationships, and through that we will honor you. We will honor your heart. We seal it with our faith, with our love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.